Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Economics Professor Dr. Dale Funderburk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you and I both know and respect Dr. Ray Perryman, quite possibly the best known Texas economist, at least in Texas anyway.
Right. And Ray has been around for a long time and been in the economic forecasting business for a long time.
Anyway, I showed you an article, and he was talking now, and the thing that was interesting is he's specifically talking about Northeast Texas.
Yes.
And referring to Texarkana and Tyler, but still, we don't always get things that are separate from Dallas. So I
Correct.
Thought that was worth looking at. And he's, says things look pretty good for the Texarkana area. And again, looking into Northeast Texas, annual job growth of 1.54%. And that compares almost equally with Texas at 2.05%.
Right. He has Texarkana and Bowie County, which, by the way, is in many ways fairly similar to Hunt County, slightly under the Texas average, but still a healthy clip.
How is Bowie County similar to Hunt County?
One, population-wise, it's a few thousand larger than Hunt County, but not that much larger. Still in that same general thing. When you look at the employment patterns there, their largest is the Red River Army Depot. It's defense-related in many ways. Our largest employer, also defense-related.
L3. You're referring
right.
to there in Greenville. They're talking about, Perryman's talking about most of the growth in the job sector in the Texarkana area coming from services and trades. What would be some examples of service and trades?
Yes, one of the things in Texarkana, as I say, Red River Army Depot is the largest employer, but they have two really large hospitals/health complexes there. Wadley, of course, been there for many, many years, and Christus the other. Both those are major employers. And when you look at the national economy, same for state, of course, that healthcare area is one that's really growing and creating jobs. So the fact that they have a couple of really large entities in that is very much a plus for them.
When he says trades, he's talking about things you do with your hands. Is that what he's talking about?
Generally, he's talking about wholesale and retail trades and all. I know, for example, you mentioned Smith County and Tyler there. We're familiar here, of course, with Brookshire's,
right.
But that's a large distribution center there.
We're talking with Dr. Dale Funderburk, A&M Commerce Economics Professor, and Dr. Ray Perryman making some predictions for Northeast Texas. By the way, he's looking out 5 years here.
Yes, he is.
For this. For Tyler, he's looking at a 4.5 GDP growth, gross domestic product growth, in Tyler. That's very healthy when you consider that 2.9% is what's predicted nationally. So
right. Of course, Tyler is considerably larger than Bowie County or Hunt County there. Again, they have the strong health care at Texas Health Center. They have Mother Francis Trinity there. Both those are large employers, and again, health care related. Very strong in that area. Education is another area in which there's been strong job growth, and that's part of their economy.
Mm-hmm. 3% is considered these days pretty good, but 4.5%, that's
very good.
That's quite good. Why do we concern ourselves so much with economic growth, Dale?
It's one of those, especially if you have a growing population. Then if you're not growing that economic pie, if you're not creating additional jobs, you're not even standing still. You're falling behind if you don't have that.
So we're trying to grow the pie instead of fighting over the same size pie and the little pieces that get cut up there.
Absolutely. I am a believer in strong growth.
Yeah. Yes. We're almost out of time, but there was another article about best places to buy a home, and Houston rated number one. I told you kind of offhand here a few minutes ago, we were talking last week with Byron Taylor with Greenville Chamber of Commerce, that Hunt County was the eighth best county in Texas to buy a home by one particular study here recently.
And that very much surprised me. Normally, when you look at the real estate market and home markets there, the size of the county, and especially if you have one that is growing and a high income. And, for example, the last several years, if you look at the top 10 growth counties population-wise in the U.S., six of them are right here in Texas. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that makes for a very strong housing market.
Of course, Hunt County, they're looking at affordability there. So the fact that Hunt County's not growing quite as fast as some others might be to its advantage on that particular statistic.
That takeoff boom has not occurred here yet.
Might be right on the edge of it, though.
Right.
Dale, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Yeah. My pleasure.
Dale Funderburk, A&M Commerce Economics Professor. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.